USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump did condemn white supremacists during the debate last night. That's according to a campaign official. Hogan Gidley telling CNN's New Day that at least on three occasions, the president condemned white supremacy by name on multiple occasions. Former FBI Director James Comey is testifying before a Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. Comey telling the committee when he spoke to President Obama or Vice President Biden about the investigation.
I don't remember any discussion. I remember sometime in the summer of 2016, I think August, during a meeting in the Situation Room, I told the president that the FBI was endeavoring to understand whether any Americans were working or associated with the Russian effort to attack the election. I didn't talk about any names, but I believe I alerted him to the general nature of the work.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers, who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.